Committee on Senate Bill 887. Good morning, everybody. It's nice to see you on this beautiful Saturday. And I appreciate everybody being here. We have before us a number of amendments. I think the focus is on the B-28 amendments. And I would, Senator Devlin, perhaps you can explain the B-28 amendments.
Okay. I think everybody understands the original bill, and I could go through some of those aspects of the bill, but what the amendment basically does is, in the case of the four business entities that are identified by the indicators within the bill but not by name, it extends the date to 2035 versus 2040.
And which are those? What do we understand those entities to be?
Those entities are Nike, Columbia Sportswear, ESI, and Tektronix.
Okay, so they're extended till 2035.
Versus 2040.
Okay.
Plus, they would be extended an additional, plus two of those entities, Nike and Columbia Sportswear, would be extended an additional 5 years to 2040, unless the legislature takes action to prevent that from happening. They also delete, which I think has been contained in many of the proposed amendments to this, they delete the mediation language from the bill.
Okay. And just to the committee and also to the audience, there's a suggestion on Section 10 of the amendments. You'll see it says certain portions are repealed on January 2nd, 2008. And the suggestion is to change that till 2010, and that is what we're waiting for the conceptual amendments for. And that's what we're waiting for. And let's recess for 10 minutes. Session on the B-28 amendments. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move the dash B-28 amendments. I move that the House concur in the dash B-28 amendments to Senate Bill 887 and pass it out with the due pass recommendation.
Well, I don't think the House is concurring.
I know. Okay, I move the dash. I'm doing it from the budget standpoint. I move the SB. I move the SB B-28 amendments.
Okay, Senator Devlin has moved the B-28 amendments to Senate Bill 887. Is there any discussion? And I would just comment that I think the policy is very hard to defend. I don't think it's fair to the city of Beaverton. I don't think it's fair to the residents of Beaverton. I don't think it's fair to other businesses where we single out a few for this degree of protection and only a few. And I acknowledge that Beaverton has been too aggressive on their annexation policies, but it's hard to explain why this bill makes good sense. With that, Katie, could you call the roll?
Representative Ackman?
Aye.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Starr?
Aye.
Senator
Chair votes no, and motion passes.
Okay. Move SB 887 with the due pass recommendation, as amended with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin has moved Senate Bill 887 as amended with the both chambers of the due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Katie, could you call the roll?
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Carrington?
No. And motion passes, and we're adjourned, and I thank everybody.